Numbers 16, verses 31 to 35. Judgment falls. Now, this is a very serious discourse, a very solemn subject. I admit it. I don't apologize for it. It's part of the Word of God, an essential part of Scripture. It's there in the Old Covenant. It's there from the book of Genesis. It's right through to the book of Revelation. It's in the New Covenant. Do you know, I have a strong suspicion that in this generation, evangelical preachers, evangelical churches are playing down this thought of judgment, judgment falls, playing down the doctrine, the teaching of Scripture, of Christ, of the apostles, very clearly in Scripture, right through the Bible, that we are accountable to God. And there is a reckoning day coming. There is an eternal separation. It's a very solemn and serious thing, I admit it. And I admit that in the past, preachers have majored on it, excessively so. But I do appeal for the scriptural weight to be given to the doctrine of eternal judgment. D.L. Moody, you know, omitted to preach on eternal punishment. He thought his sophisticated hearers wouldn't like it and put them off attending, hearing him. I believe that's going on today, and it's sinful, it's wrong. Anyway, here we have the judgment falls. Moses has been attacked by this gang, Korah, Dathan and others, they've attacked him. But God has come in judgment, and now this judgment falls. You remember that in the previous discourse, Moses said, now, if these men, this gang, Barim and all these people, if they die a natural death, then the Lord is not spoken by me. But if God intervenes and the earth opens and they're swallowed up alive, then you may know that I have spoken by the will of God. Of course, God had revealed this to him, I'm sure. And this is what happens. As soon as he had finished saying all this, no more delay. This is the climax. All the words are over. All the warnings, all the promises have come to an end now. Now is the reckoning time. Now is the time for action. And the action is not Moses, is not Israel, is not this gang, Dathan and Abiram. It's not Korah. No, no, no. It's God who intervenes. And as soon as he had finished saying all this, that's Moses, the ground under these men split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their households and all Korah's men and all their possessions. They went down alive into the grave, into Sheol, with everything that belonged to them they owned. The earth closed over them, and they perished and were gone from the community. That great separation, that eternal separation was there. At their cries, all the Israelites around them fled. They were horrified. They were appalled. They were in panic stricken. They were petrified, except they were running away, so they wouldn't actually turn to stone. They fled, shouting, "The earth is going to swallow us too." And the fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering the incense. They could go on with their offering of incense. There were numbers of them, but the Lord brought them down. The Lord brings them down. It was immediate. There was no escape. The New Testament is very clear on this. It's not just Old Covenant, my friend. Read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The Lord Jesus Christ. This judgment here was appalling. It was final. It was catastrophic. It was devastating. They were gone, verse 33. These men had opened their mouths against God, and now the earth opened to take them away and swallow them. It was all a fearful thing. You get it in Psalm 9, verse 15. The nations are fallen into the pit they've dug for themselves. Psalm 55, verse 15. They go down alive. Psalm 69, verses 2 to 15. All were engulfed. All were brought down. But there is no need for it, my friend. There is no need. This is a picture of the final day it will be in the judgment when the Lord appears and all men will appear before him. John chapter 5, many other passages in Scripture. All men will appear before Christ and receive their doom. What will it be for you? There's no need for it. What do I mean? Well, Christ is coming back to judge the world. Acts 10:42 to 43. Oh, yes. But the gospel is good news. He's already come to die in the place of sinners. He did not come to judge the world. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, John chapter 3. No, no, but to save sinners. Oh, yes, it is so. And if men will trust the Savior, if they will call upon him, men, women, and children, if they will cry out to Christ, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, for Jesus' sake, he will save them. But to die in our sins, refusing the mercy of God, is the way to everlasting damnation. I warn you of it, my friend. There is no need for it. Come to Christ, prepare to meet your God. I'm going to close with a hymn by a writer that perhaps you wouldn't guess would have written this hymn. This man is known as a very pacific man, a very gentle man, I think, a very kindly man. Listen to his hymn. Day of judgment, day of wonders, hark the trumpet's awful sound. Louder than a thousand thunders shakes the vast creation round. How the summons will the sinner's heart confound. See the judge, our nature wearing, clothed in majesty divine. You who long for his appearing, then shall say, this Lord is mine, this God is mine, gracious Saviour, own me in that day for thine. At his call the dead awaken, rise to life from earth and sea. All the powers of nature shaken by his looks prepare to flee. Careless sinner, what will then become of thee? Horrors past imagination will surprise your trembling heart. When you hear your condemnation, hence, accursed wretch, depart. Thou with Satan and his angels have thy part. But to those who have confessed, loved and served the Lord below, those who trust him, he will say, come near ye blessed, see the kingdom I bestow. You forever shall my love and glory know. Who wrote that? The man who wrote Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds, John Newton. Yes, there is a day of judgment, but this is the day of the Lord when it is the gospel day and the door of God's mercy stands open. Oh, I plead with you, come to Jesus Christ now while there is time. Do not forsake the only Saviour, the only Redeemer. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. No other Savior, no other Redeemer, no other salvation, no other way, no other saving for sinners but the blood and righteousness of Jesus. Oh, call upon him, the Lord Jesus Christ, now, and be saved forever. I plead with you. Amen.